Evan Kleiman, and this is Good Food on the Road. Jonathan Gold is here with me to discuss the ever-changing food landscape in Culver City. Jonathan, of course, is the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times.
We are going to what I believe is the newest place in the Helms Complex, which is Bucato, Evan Funke's new restaurant in the space that used to be Beacon.
And I love that it's called Bucato because the original beacon of the sign was a laundry.
It was.
And Bucato means laundry. So let's talk about what you ate.
The thing about this restaurant is the pasta. I mean, you sit down, you're probably in one of the big patios that are on either end of the dining room. You can order, you know, spuntini, those little snacks that usually go with, like, glasses of Prosecco at the beginning of a meal. Like, they have a really nice version of fried zucchini blossoms with a tiny zucchini at the end filled with, you know, sheep's ricotta and a little bit of mint. Or really, you know, nice crunchy fried artichokes that are super fried. And the breads there are a lot more interesting than you think. He does like a baguette or a batard, you know, really sort of like crusty bread, warm, served with slices of goat's milk butter.
Really, really delicious.
So now we're full.
And the meal has just begun.
Yeah. But we're still going to go to La Pasta's because I think his way with pasta is really interesting and really unlike what anybody in town is doing now. The one I was taken with the most, or the one that I think might be emblematic of what he's doing, is the cacio e pepe. And cacio e pepe in its traditional form, the way you get in any trattoria in Rome, is spaghetti or tonnarelli that's been cooked not very much. You stop at like a few seconds before al dente, and it's tossed with not much, just, you know, grated cheese, probably pecorino, a lot of pepper, a little bit of salt, and some of the pasta water to make a emulsion. But the way he does it, he cooks it a little bit longer. He uses spaghetti alla chitarra, which means that he presses that sheet of pasta through something that looks like an auto harp.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think it's blasphemy to have anything but cheese and pepper in the sauce, but Evan cheats it out with a little bit of butter. And you have something that's cacio pepe, but it's also something else. It's become a different dish without really being disrespectful to the dish the way it's done in the first place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Jonathan Gold is the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Times. We've been talking about Bucato, Evan Funke's new restaurant at the Helms Bakery Complex. Sign up for a text message with the restaurant's address and Jonathan's recommended dishes. It's really easy. Just text the words good food to the number 69866. That's good food to 69866. Plus, you can find all the restaurants you hear about on Good Food on our restaurant map. It's on our blog.